Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The FBI says one person is under arrest for vandalizing and stealing property from a federal vehicle after the ICE shooting and protest in North Minneapolis. FBI Director Kash Patel announced the arrest and said the suspect is a member of the Latin Kings gang with a known violent criminal history. A $100,000 reward had been offered. The FBI left two unmarked vehicles at the scene Wednesday night, and protesters ripped a large box from one of the trunks and spray-painted and looted them. Construction unions are supporting the $907 million infrastructure plan proposed by Governor Tim Walz. Chris Fredson with Liuna, Minnesota, North Dakota, says the project funded will create thousands of jobs.
We need our lawmakers to go to the state capitol and pass a large bipartisan balanced bonding bill that invests in infrastructure in every corner of the state. And hopefully, the governor's proposal today is a starting point.
He says they're confident the Minnesota House and Senate Capital Investment Committees will get a construction jobs bill passed this session. A Senate subcommittee hearing on federal impacts on Minnesotans shows a growing price tag for health care in the state. Joe Schindler with the Minnesota Hospital Association says because of the Big Beautiful Bill and cuts to Medicaid, the cost now sits at...
We estimate that would be a direct cost to hospitals of $270 million, which we expect to be charity care that is seen in both the emergency room. Some people will be admitted for inpatient care. And that's not to mention the $356 million in lost Medicaid revenue.
And House Speaker Lisa Damith is the winner of the Republican gubernatorial straw poll in Scott County. Damith finished first, followed by Chris Maddle, Kendall Qualls, Mike Lindell, and Scott Jensen. The World Snow Sculpting Championship is underway in Stillwater. Stacy Davis of the Greater Stillwater Chamber says 16 teams from 15 countries started sculpting Wednesday, and their designs are starting to come to life.
They will be sculpting all the way through till Saturday at 2 p.m., and they can sculpt all day and all night. And they have tools down at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and then we have an awards ceremony, closing ceremony on Saturday at 6 p.m.
She says they have teams from as far away as Taiwan, Thailand, and Turkey. And the Winnipeg Jets crushed the Minnesota Wild 6-2 at Grand Casino Arena last night for their third straight loss. The Jets scored on the second shot of the game and had three goals in the first and second periods. Goaltender Jesper Wallstedt was pulled after 40 minutes. Danila Yurov and Marcus Johansson lit the lamp for Minnesota. The Wild play Saturday at Buffalo. This is MNN.